You're listening to The Aaron Carrera Show. And now your host, Aaron Carrera.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. And happy Thursday, August 1st. It is also Lamas. We're going to be talking about that today and honoring that today. If you're listening live, it's 10:02 a.m. here in Los Angeles, California. And I want to send so many blessings to so many of you. Well, all of you. There's not anyone I don't want to send blessings to. Truly. So all of you, yes, you, even you, I'm pointing at you. Yes, you. So wonderful to be here with you. Goodness gracious. It is August 1st, 2024. How did that happen? Friends, how? I ask you. Somebody explain to me. How do we already get here? You know, it reminds me of that song by David Byrne, right? Letting the days go by, right? This is not my beautiful house. This is not my beautiful wife. You know what song I'm talking about, right? Here we are. So I am Aaron. I'm your host. You are listening to the Aaron Carrera Show. And today we are going to be honoring the Harvest Festival. I know there are a couple different harvest festivals. There's also Ferragosto, aka the Assumption, on August 15th, but today is Lamas, so we're going to be talking about the pagan harvest festival celebrated between summer solstice and autumn equinox. And we're going to be talking a little bit about being here and being surrendered and letting this time. Gosh, I wish I had thought ahead to play that song by Sting, Fields of Gold, because to me, that is the ultimate Lamas song. And I feel like that song is a wonderful example of the energy of this moment. Now, look, there's a lot of energy shifts that are going to come in August, and we can talk about some of that. But right now, I think the most important thing, because a lot of people are feeling a little nostalgic, but also yearning for something meaningful. And I just think a song like Fields of Gold kind of, you know, culls that from us, right? You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You'll forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love upon the fields of barley? We'll forget the sun in his jealous sky as we lie in fields of gold. Oh my God, that song. Oh, kind of brings you back, huh? And if you've never heard it before because you're very young, I would highly recommend you go listen to it. It's so good. I know a lot of my friends who are like Gen Zs are like, I love the 90s. And I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, this was Sting transitioning into his stingitude, you know, like, yes, the police were amazing and everything about them were cool. And then the 90s happened and Sting was like yoga, tantra, fields of gold, desert rose. Oh my God, that song, call me in. Anyway, so if you want to, oh, what happened to my voice just there? If you want to come find us over on Facebook and chat with us, I'm going to go pay attention. You come to 12radio.com. You'll see chat with us on Facebook. It'll bring you to our 12radio group. At the top of the group page, if you're not a member, just ask to join. We'll bring you in. And if you see at the top of the group page when you're listening live, my banner is pinned to the top. Little old me with my angel wings at the beach. And in the comment section is where we can chat back and forth. Good morning, Renee. I see lovely Renee in the house. So good to be here with you all. And a little bit more of business. If you like what you're hearing, well, this show is brought to you by me, Aaron Carrera, at 12listen.com. That's 12listen.com/Aaron, Aaron with an E. You can come find me there. I've rearranged some of my and updated some of my cool email-based services. I've brought back one of my fan favorite tarot card readings. It's a 5-card reading. It's really good for this time of year. It's simple and it gets to the heart of the matter quickly. You can get my full tarot card reading there too. A couple other new offerings there. So onetolisten.com/Erin. I will be available right after the show for a couple hours and then most of the day, every day, with the exception of Saturday afternoon and what else? I'm going to be around all the rest of summer here. So I'll tell you, except for August 23rd and 24th, where I will be. If you happen to be in Sonoma, August 23rd and 24th, I'm going to be singing for the Ferrari Challenge in Sonoma. So if you're a fan of car racing, it's pretty cool. I'm going to be singing the Italian national anthem and the Star Spangled Banner. These are the fun things I get to do in life. I'm super excited about it because, Ferraris, right? Like, am I right or am I right? Ferraris, kind of cool. Anyway, so other than that, I'm around. So come find me. If you don't see me, it is because I am taking a nap. Just ping me, make a callback request, schedule an appointment. I'll find you. We'll find each other. Okay. So how many of you are feeling like, oh my gosh, I feel all of this desire to fulfill something in my life. I feel yearning. I want to have a fulfillment. I also feel a little nostalgic. I also feel like I need a little time for pleasure, for relaxation, for myself. I don't know that I have the time, right? Well, that is a very normal feeling right now. First of all, Lammas, like we were saying just a few moments ago, it's the harvest festival. And so this is all about celebrating your abundance, sharing the wealth, honoring your inner growth, honoring your outer growth, and enjoying the last little bit of summer before weather turns toward cooler days. Now, yes, perhaps like me, I live in Los Angeles where it's going to be hot in September usually, and sometimes even into October, right? Because we'll get the Santa Ana winds or all kinds of weather patterns. Or maybe you live on the other side of the globe. You're in Australia where you're like, it ain't summer, babe. But psychologically, in terms of, you can reposition yourself to celebrate another holiday, or you can also just tap in energetically because there's other energies at present right now. So, for example, there's that Leo energy that's making us all want a little more color and a little more spice, but not so much spice that we have to run, right? We're not looking to, like we want to dance. More than we necessarily want to like go do basic training, right? Like this is more of a time for a beautiful leisurely hike for 3 weeks in the Welsh countryside or going camping. But like when I used to date this guy named Mike and we used to go camping, and it was before I'd ever heard the term glamping. Mike was a glamper. He was so good at it. He made it so enjoyable. Tourist, by the way. And he would bring gourmet coffee. We'd bring guitars, of course, and sing. He would bring like special essential oils for the fire. He would bring gourmet food to cook, and he had all these little accoutrements to make. He was an amazing chef and an amazing cook. He was really talented at that. And we would just have the most lovely little glamping time. That's what this moment is kind of calling for. Later in August, we're going to have all kinds of crazy energy popping up again. Yeah, I know. You're like, Erin, I've had enough. I don't want any more crazy energy. I know. I know. Well, we're going to get what we get. But I'll tell you what we're going to get is a lot of energy that's both where we're going to want to make surprise decisions, impulse decisions, but where there's a lot of artistic possibility. Creative possibility, manifestational possibility, and we might make a lot of decisions that a lot of other people might not understand, and so there might be some communication issues. But then by the end of the month, we're going to have worked through some of that. So, but right now, No, we're not there right now, so don't think about it. I'm sorry I even brought it up. Because right now is the time to reap what you've sown, recognize and celebrate all your success, take stock of how far you've come, and be proud of yourself. So just for a moment, everybody, if you can, put your hand on your heart. Take a deep breath in and out. And let's just do a little slow neck roll. Yeah, roll your neck, roll your head around, just gently, just gently. And then I want you to take your left arm and you're gonna put it out in front of you as if you were, stop in the name of love. If you were holding your hand out to say stop and you hold your palm up, I've got my left hand out. You're gonna do each arm, so it doesn't matter which one. And you're gonna take that stop arm and then you're gonna, with your palm up, you're gonna swivel your arm so now that it is out, spread out to your, like if you have your left hand out, you're spreading it so you're now giving the palm up to your left, all the way to your left. Okay, now you're gonna tip. Your fingers are facing up. With your palm facing out, you're gonna tip those fingers down. Okay, you're gonna open up what's called the medial nerve. That's the nerve that comes from your neck down through your shoulder, down to the wrist. And then you're gonna take, like if you've got your left arm out, with your arm in that position, with your fingers pointing down, palm facing out, you're gonna take your right hand to your left over your head and grab at your left temple, gently pull that neck. You're gonna pull that neck gently, gently, gently. Your right ear goes to your right shoulder, and you're just gonna allow that energy to stretch out and release through the medial nerve. But you're also allowing that throat chakra and that heart chakra to release. Take a deep breath in and out, and then bring your left hand to your heart and just roll your shoulders. And then shake that left arm. Shake that left arm, baby. Shake it, shake it, shake it. You know how I like it. Shake it, shake it, shake it, because I love it when you take me, baby. That's the Mambo Italiano. Okay, now we're gonna do stop in the name of love. Stick that right arm out, babe. And you're gonna have your palm out. You've got your right arm out. You've stopped in the name of love. And now you're gonna swivel that right arm out laterally so that you now are giving someone the palm who's to your right. And you've got your fingers pointing up, your palm facing out. You're going to tip those fingers down. That will open up that wrist. And now you can feel how that's. I'm kind of actually also pulling a little bit open my right pec. And I'm going to take my left hand as that arm is in place. I'm going to take my left hand to my right over the head to my right temple. And I'm going to gently apply pressure to pull my neck, to pull my left ear to my left shoulder. And get a good stretch in. That's right, good stretch. Take a nice, long, slow, deep breath in and out. Good. And you're gonna bring your right hand to your heart, roll those shoulders, and then shake your right arm, friends. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Now shake both arms and your shoulders and do a little shimmy, do a little shimmy. Right? Oh, good. Oh, I just got a little lightheaded. Everybody, take a nice, long, slow, deep breath in. Now that we've done that, we don't always give ourselves credit, and Lamas is the right time to sit down and look at your growth over the last season and count your blessings and really claim and activate that. So I want you first to give me five reasons why you deserve to be proud of yourself. That could be successes, wins, growth, how far you've come. It could be just that you exist, just that you're breathing, because that deserves it too sometimes, right? Actually, all the time. So, my five, I have been practicing deep spiritual surrender, and I am very grateful for that. And I'm going to give myself credit for surrender. I am going to give myself credit for, What else? Okay, I dyed my own roots yesterday. That was pretty cool. So I did my own hair. I'm going to give myself credit for that. Oh, my book coming out. I'm going to give myself credit for writing the book and getting it published and getting good reviews and being, I'm going to be proud of that. I'm going to be proud of having been with One Two Listen since 2011. That's 13 years. July 7th, it was 13 years. That's amazing. And what am I on? Was that number three? Number four. I'm going to give myself credit for entering a contest, a sweepstakes that I won. I was even the second option. The first person whose name they drew did not claim the prize. So I will tell you the whole story. I need a vacation really bad. I haven't taken a proper vacation in a while. Yes, I've done family trips. Yes, I've traveled. And I love my family, but no offense, I just don't think a family trip is necessarily a vacation for me. It can be, right? There's vacation to it. Like when I was at my parents in June, oh, when it was just me at my parents, even though I was still working, it was a working trip. There were a couple hours here and there where it was like just chilling with my parents is just such a joy. It was like, oh, I just really enjoy being with them. But it's not the same as like a proper vacation. And I just am a workaholic and I'm working on it, okay? I am working on that. Well, I was complaining. One of my worst flaws is complaining. One of my other worst flaws is jealousy. So I was complaining to somebody about being jealous of people taking really nice trips, and she said, "Why don't you just manifest a vacation?" I said, "Okay." And she said, "You know what? When you say okay, I know that means you're going to. You're not even going to think about it and you're going to do it." And I said, "Yep." And I didn't think about it. And then you know what happened? So many of you know that I eloped. And when I eloped, my husband and I eloped to the Santa Barbara courthouse because it is so beautiful. And we planned it. We didn't just run away and do it spur of the moment. We planned it so that we stayed at this hotel and I planned a beautiful dinner right after the wedding. We did photos at the beach and then we went and had dinner at a wonderful French restaurant called Bouchon in Santa Barbara. It was very special. Oh, they had sprinkled our entire seats with rose petals. They were so lovely. And I follow them on Instagram. And back in July, before I had complained, well, let's be real, I complain regularly. Anyway, I had seen one of those things where it was like, follow us and follow these accounts and tag a friend and you'll be entered into the sweepstakes. And guess what? I won. So I won a trip. No, I didn't win the travel, but I won two nights and a dinner at that restaurant, which is so special because that means my husband and I get a little like anniversary. A little anniversary visiting to our wedding. So I'm telling you that because I'm going to take credit for entering and for manifesting that. And I don't care if you think I'm bragging because as I stare at my four-leaf clover that I have taped to my computer, because I think we all deserve to celebrate our wins. I want to know. I want you to tell me. You can tell me in the chat room. You can just say it out loud or you can send me an email. I want to know what you're proud of. What did you do? You know, it's like Simone Biles. I see this meme going around where she's like, people think when I say I am the greatest gymnast that I'm bragging, but I literally have won five world championships. Like, yeah, no, she's clearly from another planet in a good way. She's clearly one of the greatest of all time. And I also love Suni Lee. I think Suni Lee is so amazing. It's like, why shouldn't they be so proud? It doesn't mean that every competition isn't as important or that, you know, I know as an artist that every job you do, every work you do, even also as a psychic, every reading you do, you're only as good as your last one, right? Now, that's not really true. I don't really feel that way anymore. But if I have a rough gig, don't have rough readings too often anymore. It's been a long time, knock on wood, thank God. But, you know, those things can bear you down. Well, this is a time for you to say, this is what how I'm going to lift myself up. This is how I've been lifted up. Maybe you say, you know what? I am working through some depression, and I want you to take credit for working through that. Okay, so that was number four for me. So number five, my number five is five thing to take credit for. What's your number five? Somebody tell me their number five so that I can think of my number five. But I'm going to say my number five I've been working through some vocal singing, a little bit of vocal stuff. And my voice teacher, I went and I drove down to see my vocal teacher. And I say down because he lives in Laguna, which is south of me. And we did some serious work and discovered what's creating the issue. And guess what? Habits, habits, habits. It's habits, which is good. The good news is I don't have vocal notes. The bad news is habits, 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 bad habits, bad habits. Coming home to roost and getting in the way. I hate it. It's like, oh, dang it. Just when I thought I was doing so great, but I'm going to give myself credit for doing the work to find out what the heck was going on and now doing the work to liberate myself from that. So I want you to tell me, great, I hope you did that with me, to take credit for your successes and claim it, right? Celebrate those wins. Lammas is the festival of joy and abundance and recognizing and celebrating all the good things in your life. I also want you to just celebrate the things that you just receive. The sun just shines, right? The stars just twinkle. You simply breathe. Not always simple for some, but right? So I want to offer some ways to create some rituals for this moment in time to really honor our humanity. Okay. Number one, please don't throw tomatoes unless they're fresh from your garden and I'm catching them so that I can make a beautiful salad. And you're also offering up some mozzarella or some burrata. Gratitude. I know. Gratitude rituals are just such a wonderful way to harvest things. Taking time to write down everything you're grateful for, or starting a gratitude journal or a jar, or making a gratitude board. We have the gratitude board over on Want to Listen. You can create a vision board, but instead of adding images of what you want, you could add images of what you're grateful for. Actually, a lot of times, what I used to do. Affirmations or gratitude manifestation boards, vision boards. I would always add things that I already had because I wanted to make everything grounded in the feeling of being true. So if I were saying like I am a published author, well now I am, right? But I would include that next to I am a singer because I know I'm a singer. I don't need to manifest that. But I am not currently a millionaire, so I want to say I'm a singer. I am a published author. I am a millionaire, right? I want to make all those, all manifesting all three things. So I'm saying two truths and a vision, right? Two truths and a vision. So a gratitude, let's get back to gratitude and then let's play that game. But first, gratitude. Let's think of five things we're grateful for. So I'm grateful for all of the beautiful flowers in my neighborhood, and I go walking every day and I see all these beautiful roses and jasmine and sage and orange blossoms. Not right now, now it's the oranges themselves, but I'm grateful for all of that. I'm grateful for early mornings in Los Angeles when there's not a lot of traffic and not a lot of people, and you can hear all the birds sing. Okay, number three, I'm grateful to be here at One Two Listen and One Two Radio. Number four, I'm grateful for Jay helping me create this show. And number five, I'm grateful for all of you, my listeners. Okay, now, another thing you can do to celebrate this beautiful harvest time. Did you know that any abundance or prosperity spell that you do at this time is going to be very potent? Okay, very potent. Especially if you do this after you've already done some gratitude work. Okay, so a spell could be as simple as writing down what you want, saying it out loud to the universe, or you could do like a candle spell. You could do something with oils of abundance, like cinnamon, basil. I have this awesome candle that I'm going to light, which is a money drawing candle. And, ooh, it smells really good. Speaking of cinnamon, Wow, this one is very cinnamony. Wow, it smells so good. I wish that I could transmit the smell to you on the radio because it smells really great. But with this candle, I am creating abundance for myself and for everyone who hears my voice. For everyone who's heard my voice just now and heard me lighting that candle, I am creating financial abundance and prosperity. And this candle draws money to all of us. So, another wonderful thing you can do at this time is that, and this is the fun part, is while we are reveling in what you have and what you've achieved and what you've received, I'm telling you, it is so fun to share. It is so fun to share when your cup runneth over. It is so fun to share. So you could be of service. Sometimes I just walk around looking to smile at a neighbor or say good morning. When I sometimes used to set little goals for myself, like, I'm going to make that person smile. Now, I don't want to like intrude emotionally without somebody welcoming that, but there definitely have been times in my life where I was like, I'm going to give myself a little opportunity to let that person smile. Another thing you can do is you can donate some items. This could be a time when you're thinking of everything you have. This could be a time where you say, you know, I'm going to go through. This kind of helps you in two ways. I'm going to go through my clothes. I actually just did this. I went to ThreadUp.com. I ordered a clean out kit, and I'm telling you, I think I mailed off 20 pounds of clothes. But you could donate time, you could donate items, you could donate money to a charity, you could help someone in need, you could help someone in your own family, you could just call a friend, you could text a friend, especially if you know someone's been struggling. You could offer to help somebody in need in your friendship circle or in your community. Giving back to others expands your own radiance, it expands your own abundance, and it expands your ability to draw more good. You just sharing the wealth, it flows easily to and from you. Okay, so another thing to do right now is to be present. It is so easy for us to fly off into our imagination, and imagination, trust me, is so fun. I have definitely spent a lot of my life living in imagination. But being present to the beauty all around you and looking, specifically looking for the beauty all around you, is a wonderful way to honor Lamas, right? So, like, I'm looking over here at the 1-2 Radio Group, and I want to spread the love and abundance to Pamela and Quelly and Renee and everybody who's listening. Just mentioning those who popped into the chat room to say hello. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, so now I was thinking it would be really fun to do a little tarot card spread, a very simple and easy one. So, if you want to get your deck, or you can just write down what we're going to do. I'm going to do a tarot card spread for all of us right now who are listening. So you can keep track of what I'm doing and do one on your own. You can decide if you want to do this later for yourself. You could just listen in and take this reading that I'm doing for all of us right now, okay? So I'm shuffling. I'm doing five because that's my number lately. Okay, it's not really that important. We're going to be drawing four cards. And, I do work with reversals. It's up to you whether or not you want to. I just happened to pull four cards. None of them were reversed. So, no reversed in this particular reading. But the first card, the first position will be in what has grown. The second card position will be in what is ready to harvest. And I know that those seem kind of similar. They are connected, but they are not the same, right? The third card is what to keep and be grateful for, which when I tell you the card that's there will be very interesting. And the fourth card is how to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Okay. And I'm just going to tell you the cards that I pulled so you can get the feeling of all of them together. And then we'll go through position by position and talk about, in context of the Lamas Tarot card reading, what each signifies for us. So I pulled first the Seven of Wands, second the Nine of Discs. I'm using discs, also known as the Nine of Pentacles. Third, the Swords, Three of Swords, which is interesting. And then in the fourth position, I have Ace of Wands. All right. So in the first position was what has grown. And we pulled the Seven of Wands, okay? And Seven of Wands is usually a card where outside sources are really weighing down on us, right? Now, it makes sense in a way at this time of the Olympics, right? If you've been watching the Olympics, in that Seven of Wands can be about challenge, competition, right? Look at Suni Lee is going to be defending her title of the gold medal against her teammate and friend who is amazing, right? Whatever happens, they're both amazing. And also the Italian gymnastics team is incredible too. But the American gymnastics team is just so amazing, right? But this is bringing this back to the time of Lamas. What has grown? What has grown? Interesting. What has grown when we're looking at the Seven of Wands? Well, if you think about what happened, it's after the success of the Six of Wands, right? So it's like at seven is, obviously, we all know seven comes after six. Well, in context of the progression of the cards, because they don't just come out of nowhere, right? These cards don't have, they're not no meaning. They're not just like, oh, I'm going to randomly assign this. They have specific processes and meanings to them. Usually, or often, I should say, Seven of Wands is that you're in a good position. You're in an enviable position, and you may be challenged by others who want to take your place. You've worked hard to get where you are, and there might be people who want what you have, right? And that is flattering. It is flattering if people strive for what you have. It can make for a competitive environment because you might need to protect what you've earned. Well, here's the thing. You know, if we're thinking about the harvest, any farmer knows you do need to protect your crops. You need to nurture your crops. If you garden, you know you need to keep the weeds away from what you're gardening, right? You want to keep, we had a huge tomato bush growing out of the underneath our building, just where there's that little hole where the pipes are underneath the building. Somehow a tomato vines giant was growing out from underneath the house and up the side of the back of the house. And of course we had to remove it because, you know, it will attract rats, something none of us want. I live in an urban area. And because it eventually could become a fire hazard and all that. I mean, it wasn't on purpose. We also have in the front of our building a little garden. We have actually a long community garden all around the building. And a couple different neighbors who grow different things, right? But they have to work to protect what they are growing and what has grown. So it is a fact of life. And trying to fight it is pointless. The more success you have, or the more visibility you have, and the bigger your audience, the more likely it is you will grapple with the pressure of other people wanting your success, right? They may challenge your point of view, or if you think about, people who are successful online getting troll comments, or even just people wanting what they have, right? It is totally normal. Okay, so this is a sign of success, and also, since this is in the position of what has grown, we're looking at being ready to have our boundaries, being ready to stand firm in our conviction. And we have learned this, haven't we? We've been learning how to believe in ourselves so that we don't get toppled over by other people, and yet at the same time still be with other people, right? Other people don't have to be the enemy. There are many ways to work with the energy at play. So it's very important, especially as we're getting into August, where there will be a lot of energy around. This is a time where, especially in about 2 weeks, the dreams and goals and any artistic projects, creative projects you have, can come to fruition now in beautiful and profound ways. So what has grown is this ability to make these things happen, okay? And that's why it's important that you continue to deepen your belief in yourself and check yourself, right? Believing yourself is different than having a huge ego about it. But knowing your boundaries, right? Knowing your vision for life helps you understand your boundaries. And then protecting your boundaries, right? So that you don't get messed with. And this is important because if you are living your life and creating good, letting other people mess with you means that you don't create good. Having good boundaries, taking a stand, that allows you to continue to create more good. Okay? So that is what has grown. Now, you can see now in context of these cards how, as we move on to card number two, it's not necessarily only like we're moving on to what is ready to be harvested. What is ready to harvest is going to be different than what has grown, because you might still be growing some of this success. You might still be growing some of this enviable position, right? But as we move into what is ready to harvest, because some crop, you know, you harvest some crops at some times, just like I mentioned in the spring, I love the smell of orange blossoms, neroli. It's my favorite smell, my favorite odor of all time. And I love it. And it's in the spring, and then the orange blossoms go away. And you don't smell them right now because it's not the time for orange blossoms, right? So here we are in the time of harvest. What is ready to harvest right now is the Nine of Discs with the deck that I used, or Nine of Pentacles in other discs, other decks. And that is how fun, abundance, luxury, financial independence, wealth, about everything we're talking about. Plenty, right? So you can enjoy the fruits of your labor. This card is saying, please enjoy the fruits of your labor, right? Thanks to your efforts, you have attained and created wherever you can, wherever this makes sense for you. Enjoy what you've created and see if you can create some luxuries for yourself, right? Now, this might be, you know, like the normal, like, luxuries that we think of. Oh, I'm going to go on a cruise, or I'm going to take a nice big vacation, or I'm going to buy myself a new car. Or maybe you're not in the position to do that. It's about creating luxuries with what you have. So, like I get one of those CSA organic veggie delivery boxes, and they gave me a bunch of beautiful cucumbers. So this morning I made spa water. I have beautiful fresh cucumber slices in my water. It's like I'm at the spa, only I'm just sitting here in my office talking to you. I lit my beautiful money drawing candle. So you create luxuries for yourself all over the place and participate in luxuries, right? You can go test drive cars and not buy one, right? You could say, I'm going to go test drive some cars. And just say, you know, right now I'm test driving car. I know car salespeople want a hard sell sometimes, but you can just say, I am test driving cars to see what I might want to buy in about 3 months. And if they say no, I don't know why they would say no. I'll say, great, they'll take you out. Why not, right? But you can find different ways to enjoy the pleasures of life. I would say find a way to splurge or indulge or pamper yourself, right? Find a way to treat yourself. make yourself something luxurious. Like even just when I was talking about my ex-boyfriend Mike and glamping, you know, I was in my 20s. We were pretty broke, but we found ways to make our lives amazing. And with him, we always enjoyed, he gave amazing foot massages. He was an amazing cook. He was one of those people who could look in the cupboards and make an amazing meal out of what you had. I mean, it was just a gift, right? So this is a beautiful time. Also, what is ready to harvest, another energetic aspect to this card is being in harmony with your environment. Appreciating beauty wherever you find it, right? That's bringing high vibe energy into your life, bringing pleasure into your life. So that might be going for a walk and enjoying the beautiful flowers. It might be going to a beautiful garden. If you live in an area where there are like public gardens and public parks, that might mean buying yourself flowers. Or just this morning, I found a clipped rose lying on the ground. And it was just lying there. So I picked it up, I brought it home, and I put it in a little dish of water right outside my front door to look, to enjoy. It's next to my orchid and my succulents. She's not gonna last forever, but she was beautiful. It's beautiful, pink and white, white, pink dappled rose. Okay, so this also, I wanna say Nine of Pentacles, Nine of Discs, specifically are very much about financial independence, right? A luxurious lifestyle created through your own self. And I do encourage you to look after yourself. This could be a good time for you to think about investing long-term, okay? I'm telling you, Nine is an independent woman, okay? Independent woman. So now we're going to... This is going to be the interesting card. We're going to move on to the position card number three, what to keep and be grateful for. And I say interesting because we pulled the Three of Swords. And that shows me we have some deep feeling to do, okay? That's, you know that card. That's the heart being stabbed by three swords. And everybody hates that card because it's heartbreak, betrayal, right? Sadness, heartache, loss, distraction, unhappiness. And this is in a position where we are talking about what to keep, right? What to keep and be grateful for. So why should we keep and be grateful for the Three of Swords? Well, I'll tell you, I actually have a pretty deep and profound feeling about this. I think for me, it is about not trying to erase my pain or the past or even my need. I am not talking about dwelling or making it true, right? I'm not talking about being a drama queen. Do you know what I mean? Like where you're like, oh, I'll never love again. I'm so brokenhearted. I'll never love again. And you repeat that again and again and again as a story. And then you just become a big drama queen and it becomes a little insufferable. Sorry, not sorry. Okay. But acknowledging your pain. Boy, that is really important. This is a card about emotional release. This is a card that says, yeah, in life, you will have grief. In life, you will have pain. In life, expressing your grief is actually a part of the cleansing process, right? So if this is a card about what to keep and be grateful for, I feel that this is a card that says, look, if you still have unprocessed emotions, we need to process those. And you don't want to overprocess them such that you don't live life. And eventually, you might even discover some gratitude. And if not gratitude, although because that is very advanced, I know, if not gratitude for the hard things, there is a place that is deeper. It's like what Rumi talks about. Out beyond any idea of right doing and wrongdoing, there is a field. I will meet you there. where we go beyond the ideas of I was hurt, I was wronged, or I hurt, I wronged them, or I was good, I received. Beyond all of that, there is just the beating heart. And sometimes simply being with your heart as open as the sky, that is this moment right now. A lot of people are experiencing nostalgia and like, why do I want to go look at an ex-boyfriend? Or why am I listening to an old playlist of this ex? And it's like, it's not always because you are trying to put salt in a wound or repeat an old story. It's because you're trying to discover how you really feel now. And pain, sorrow, and grief, yep, necessary parts of life. It just is. One of the ways that we learn is through pain. I don't know why it has to be that way, but it is that way. It has never not been that way, at least for humans on Earth. And the best thing we can do with that is use that energy to grow and develop as a person, and sometimes just to breathe and just to be. And you know what they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And actually, I think that's true. You learn from your mistakes. Well, it's not always true. I mean, I have a family member who's ill and, you know, their disease isn't killing them. It just makes her weaker. But it also makes her value life and how precious it is and be more present for every single moment. So pain can cloud your vision, but eventually it brings clarity and wisdom. And so I think this is a call for us to say, where do I have wisdom? Where can I allow myself forgiveness and faith and time and need and vulnerability and open-heartedness? And open-heartedness. Yes, we do need those, that card, that Seven of Wands card. Seven of Wands. I have to be careful with my enunciation here. Yeah, we might be in a position where we need to have good boundaries and defend ourselves, but when it comes to just me and my life, can my heart be open? You know, my heart kind of hurts, but I'm not stopping it. I'm not hiding from it. Okay? All right, so then we move on to how, card number four, which is how to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Oh, fun. How to enjoy the fruits of your labor. We got the Ace of Wands, which is so fun, right? After we've just gone through a very deep little journey with these four cards, only four cards, pretty deep and profound journey, huh? Now we come on to everything Ace of Wands, inspiration, right? Creativity, new passions, new energy, new initiatives, right? So this is energy that is growing, that is, it is just such a bold, bold card. It is about the deepest kind of creative energy, about finding your own deep voice and creating from a place of your own true vision, right? So it is associated with like your own individual willpower, but I don't mean just muscling through. I mean all of your creative spark, the kind of creative energy that makes painters paint or contest winners win contests or flowers grow, right? So if you have something that you want to create, something, a vacation you want to take, a trip you want to take, something, a little bit of a risk, a new project, you should go for it. This card says go for it, friends. Take the chance. Pursue an idea that you have in mind. Take the first steps toward a creative project. Like I, in my life, I'm about to start writing a new one-person show. And I've planned it out. And this card says, Aaron, go for it. Write it. Do the writing. Right? Do it. If there's a project that you've been dreaming of, do it. This is the time. And the energy, as we, like I said, there's going to be a lot of creative energy available to us this month. And so if you've been waiting for a sign, just start. Just do it. Nike all the way, right? Just do it. This, the best way, if the position of the card is how to enjoy the fruits of your labor, is harvest and start new. I mean, it's kind of interesting, right? This is let yourself be inspired. Let yourself feel passion and love. Let yourself feel romantically. Let yourself flirt. Let yourself feel sexual energy. Let yourself feel attraction. It's okay to have a crush on somebody. Let yourself feel that stuff. Let yourself feel that tingling. If it's about work for you, okay, cool. Let yourself be inspired for work, for your creative projects. If it's about money, let yourself feel like the possibility of financial abundance is here and all around us. Remember, I lit that candle. Anybody who hears my voice gets to participate in that abundance. And other people too. I'm just saying that you heard my voice, so you are participating in that abundance. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy this beautiful energy. Take a little bit of a risk, right? Let yourself go for it. Let yourself do it. I think it's time. I think the time is now. What do I mean the time is now? The time is now. This is your time. This is it. This is beautiful. If you're like, Erin, I don't know what I want to create, then let yourself feel the need. Let yourself feel that open space. We're not really quite there because we're really reaping food crops, but it's also a euphemism for spiritual food, right? Spiritual abundance. What sustains you? What nurtures you? What nurtures your soul, right? Yeah, we know that autumn is just around the corner. So right now, we are living in that cognitive dissonance of loving the sun, stretching, loving, romancing, flirting, eating, feeding, harvesting, reaping what we've sown, feasting on the first fruits, right? Feasting on these beautiful things that we've harvested. And, right, it's both, like many things pagan, Lamas, it is both a turning, it is a turning point. So it is both a joyous festival of plenty, and it is also awake for the decline of the sun god, right? The decline of the sun god, because we know that the days are getting shorter. We know that the light is retreating. So let yourself, the last thing I'm going to say is, if you want, you know, there are grain rituals. You could, you know, do bread rituals. You could do, if you're a baker, you could bake little gingerbread men or people, or bread in the shape of the sun god, or like little cool shapes like the sun itself. Summer things, right? You could enjoy. I'm thinking that tonight after my work, I might just go buy myself some beautiful summer. There's a fun Leinenkugel's summer shandy. I haven't seen it around, but I know this time of year it comes out. You can enjoy. Let yourself enjoy consciously, deeply, with gratitude. Okay? All right, friends. Well, we've come to the end of another episode of the Erin Carrera Show. And if you want to come find me over on 12listen.com/Erin, I'll be over there. Until next week, I love you. Enjoy.